Benny Love was three quarters of the way to the moon when he discovered his holographic spider was missing. "Aw, man," he murmured into his open backpack. "I had such big plans for you." He'd been practicing with the spider for the better part of a year, or more specifically, mastering the controls of the tiny hover mech that flew around projecting the arachnid on whatever surface Benny saw fit. Most of the time, someone's shoulder, or the ceiling of his family's RV in the middle of the night. He was good at it, and had hoped to show off his skills by pranking some of the other scholarship winners. So much for that idea. He wondered which of his little brothers had swiped the spider from his bag the night before, because he definitely remembered packing such vital gear. They were probably playing around with it now, getting sand in the hover mech's delicate parts. He made a mental note to figure out a way to repay them when he got back to Earth. Maybe with a terrifying story about the three-headed child-eating aliens he encountered at the Taj, or by infecting them with an incredibly contagious case of imaginary lunar flu. He tried not to dwell on the spider, and instead looked out the passenger window just in time to see a satellite fly by. A shining speck against the black backdrop of space that quickly disappeared among the pinpricks of stars located light years away. He glanced at the readouts on the dashboard. His space runner was traveling at just under 50,000 miles per hour. Benny was a very long way from home. He hadn't quite wrapped his head around the fact that he was riding in a car capable of blasting off from Earth and traveling to the moon. A luxury vehicle sleeker than any sports coupe ever imagined, crammed full of next-generation artificial environment systems and touch-operated holoscreens, and powered by one explosive gravity-manipulating fission hyperdrive under the hood. A total beast of a machine. It was the type of car Benny had seen in ads and news stories on his holotech datapad, but never in person. At least, not until today. Certainly, it was never the type of vehicle he thought he'd ever have a chance to ride in. His caravan back on Earth, like every other roaming pack of cars and mobile homes in the drylands, was made up of sand-battered rust buckets cobbled together from bits and pieces of old wrecks and whatever salvageable parts the members of his group had come across in their travels. The RV that he and his brothers and grandmother lived in was so old that it ran partially on fossil fuels. And yet, here he was. Not only was he riding in a space runner, but he'd probably get the chance to meet the person who'd invented them 8 years earlier. Elijah West. Benny had read all about him online. The man was an adventurer who'd redefined space exploration, who drag raced across Mars on weekends. Eccentric, certainly, and maybe even a little crazy. He did live full-time on the moon, and according to some reports, spent millions of dollars a year having cargo ships full of his favorite soda shipped to the Taj. But he was also the world's biggest philanthropist. The fact that Benny was currently shooting through space and would have an unfathomable amount of money waiting for him when he came back to Earth was proof enough of that. Benny had never met Elijah, but the man had already shaped his future. The U-Scab trust fund he'd come home to in 2 weeks represented more than just the latest data pads and hologram tech. $1 million wouldn't make him rich compared to a lot of people, but it was the promise of a real home. A way out of the drylands and all the dangers and struggles he and his family faced in the desert wastes that had once been the west coast of the United States. In fact, Elijah's very existence was kind of comforting to Benny. Every biography or profile of the trillionaire mentioned that he'd been born with nothing and became the mogul he was today because he simply refused to believe in limitations, that anything was possible. On late nights, when Benny told his little brothers that they wouldn't have to live in the dry lands forever, it was Elijah he was thinking about.